If you ever went looking for buried treasure when you were a kid, maybe you can begin to understand just how crazy people can get about digging up bottles. Take Jack Fortemeyer. When I met him, he was neck deep in a hole in a backyard in Brooklyn. He was shoveling out a 19th century privy with his partner Scott Jordan. Not so bad for a 70-year-old man.
I told the kids, you guys are going to have to do the digging, and I'm going to sit up on the top in a wheelchair, and you're going to pass me the bottles and so forth. Well, I'm getting to that point now.
Fortemeyer is a bottle digger, a person who digs up backyard privy pits looking for old bottles. The ones they find, they clean and keep, or they sell them or trade them with other collectors. Fortemeyer says he's been hooked for decades.
Found some bottles, had to find out about them, so I bought a book. And now I'm hopelessly addicted to it.
Fortemeyer used to live in suburban Long Island, but he moved to Brooklyn because the buildings here are older. Older buildings mean privy pits, and privy pits mean bottles.
That's why I moved to the neighborhood, to be closer to my pits, to be closer to my... I mean, that's what it's all about, you know.
Jack, yeah, I see something. There's a bottle sticking out down there. I'm noticing it.
Where?
If you look in the fill layer right there, there's a little round rimmy-looking thing, and it looks like a base to an upside-down bottle. Let's see what that is before you go any further.
So far today, Fortemeyer and Jordan have dug up a nice collection of 19th-century artifacts. Jordan spread the pieces they like on a table.
There's a little tiny piece of black pottery with floral design, the fragment of an 1840s teapot, a brass shirt button, little tiny stars going around the edge.
He's in the middle of describing them to me when I trip and step on a shard of pottery that's been tossed on the ground.
You don't have to worry about that stuff in there.
Yeah, I think I just stepped on a plate and
just more work for me. If we're laying it on the ground like that, it's not that important.
What is that?
It's a rim to a whiteware plate that is so typical that there's so much of it that a lot of that doesn't get kept.
And that moment right there is maybe the perfect example of why bottle diggers drive some professional archaeologists completely up the wall.
It just, you know, it just makes us crazy that the bottle hunter, it's all for them.
That's Joan Geismar. She's a member of the Professional Archaeologists of New York City, or the PANYC. And yes, that acronym is pronounced PANIC.
I have to confess that the acronym came before the name because we're always in a panic about what's going on.
Geismar says bottle diggers destroy the archaeological record. Professionals dig slowly, painstakingly. They catalog every fragment, no matter how unglamorous. Diggers, she says, just barge in with shovels looking for pretty things.
They take what they want and throw everything else back in. It's just a record that's completely lost for personal gain and selfishness. Once it's lost, you know, and it's just morally wrong and professionally wrong.
But Scott Jordan says that in a place like New York, where there's always development going on, it's better to dig quickly, maybe even sloppily, than to not dig at all.
There's enough being destroyed left and right that we can't even keep up with it ourselves. There are so many sites, especially during the building boom in New York, where entire blocks are lost. If we're not there, it's going to be thrown in a dump truck, put in a landfill. So those artifacts will just be lost, really.
He pointed at the schoolyard next door. The playground had been slated for redevelopment. The diggers wanted to get in there. They offered to do presentations at the school, show the kids what they found. Everyone was interested. But jumping through all the official hoops took too long, and in the end, the yard was bulldozed and the site was lost. For the Environment Report, I'm Samara Freemark.